Venga.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The Center for Reproductive Health and Education, CRHE, has expressed concern over the United States State Department's decision to destroy $9.7 million worth of USAID-funded contraceptives. The Trump administration is set to destroy $9.7 million worth of U.S.-purchased contraceptives rather than deliver them to women overseas following the dismantling of foreign assistance programs carried out by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. CRHE Executive Director Amos Mwale has described the move as deeply troubling, particularly as many countries, including Zambia, are already experiencing critical shortages of family planning supplies. Mr. Mwale has since called on all stakeholders to speak out and advocate for the reversal of what he described as a harmful and short-sighted decision.
The Center for Reproductive Health is really concerned and saddened by this development where we are seeing that contraceptives will be destroyed with billions of dollars when countries in lower income countries are in entire need. The critical part is that, for instance, when you look at Zambia, we are already in an issue of health financing. We've seen the U.S. government withdrawing further resources towards the procurement of including contraceptives. So with that, it just means that it will have a huge impact on women's choices in reproductive health and family planning.
Government has reinstated the Chongwe Municipal Council with immediate effect, allowing it to resume full operations in line with Article 1532 of the Constitution of Zambia. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has suspended all councillors, including the mayor of Chongwe on 29th January 2025 to facilitate investigations into alleged illegalities in land allocation. During the suspension period, Mr. Charlson Hamuliata was appointed as local government administrator in accordance with Section 56A to oversee the council's operations. The initial 90-day suspension was later extended by another 90 days as provided under Section 57(1), bringing the total suspension period to 180 days. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialovalo has since thanked Mr. Hamuliata for his service during the transition and urged the reinstated council to discharge their responsibilities with diligence, integrity and full adherence to the law.
I now wish to inform the public that I have reinstated the Chongwe Municipal Council to resume performing their full functions in accordance with Article 153(2) of the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia, effective immediately. My means remain committed to upholding good governance, transparency, and accountability in all local authorities. I take this opportunity to thank the Zambia for his service during the transitional period and call upon a reinstated council to carry out their duties with diligence, integrity, and respect for the law.
President Hagainde Hichilema has reaffirmed his commitment to tackle lawlessness in the mining sector. He has pointed to the recent unrest in Chingola and the gold rush in Mufuwe as clear indications of the need for heightened vigilance to protect citizens. The president has expressed his sorrow over the life lost in Chingola and emphasized the ongoing need to combat illegal mining through a system of structured license distribution designed to benefit the Zambian people. The head of state has recognized that key to tackling illegal mining once and for all is to ensure that there are plentiful enjoyment opportunities. The head of state has recognized that the key to tackling illegal mining once and for all is to ensure that there are plentiful employment opportunities, particularly for young people. The president has since urged law enforcement agencies to take decisive action against any forms of hooliganism, including illegal and hazardous mining activities that endanger lives and cause environmental degradation through pollution. This is according to a statement issued by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka. Governance and civil rights advocate Isaac Mwanza has formally withdrawn his constitutional petition challenging the Constitutional Court's ruling on Bill No. 7 of 2024, citing concerns over his ability to fairly present his case due to recent developments in the matter. Mr. Mwanza had originally petitioned the court to review what he described as a per incurium ruling regarding the court's handling of the bill. However, in a notice of discontinuance filed by the Constitutional Court, he has stated that he no longer felt secure continuing with the proceedings, particularly following events during a case management hearing held on 25th July 2025. According to a sworn affidavit seen by Hot FM, Mr. Mwanza learned that his position would be heard jointly with a separate matter and that both cases would be consolidated under one cause. Although he was granted an opportunity to address the court, Mr. Mwanza has expressed concern that his consolidation would compel him to litigate against parties he had not initially intended to sue. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Lusaka has apprehended a notorious drug trafficker identified as Bartholomew Mapulanga, aged 25, of Kalingalinga compound. DEC spokesperson Alan Tamba says the apprehension is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 46 cigarette sticks containing indoor cannabis and 9 vapes containing suspected cannabis. He said Mr. Mapulanga has since been detained in lawful custody, awaiting court processes. Mr. Tamba said the commission has been receiving intelligence information suggesting that some unscrupulous persons are exploiting social environments provided by some nightclubs and bars to abuse prohibited drugs under the pretext of using shisha and vapes.
The apprehension is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 46 cigarette sticks containing cannabis and 9 vapes containing suspected cannabis. Mapulanga has since been detained in lawful custody and is expected to appear before a competent court soon. Members of the general public may wish to note that the commission has been receiving intelligence information suggesting that some unscrupulous persons are exploiting social environments provided by some nightclubs and bars to abuse prohibited drugs under the pretext of using shisha and vapes. The commission wishes to call upon property owners and operators of nightclubs and bars to ensure that their facilities are not used for the conduct of prohibited activities.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has maintained the pump prices of petrol, diesel and kerosene and Jet A1 for the month of August 2025. The pump prices for petroleum products shall be 28 kwacha per litre for petrol, 23 kwacha 13 ngwe per litre for diesel, 21 kwacha 98 ngwe per litre and 23 kwacha 94 ngwe per litre for kerosene and Jet A1 respectively. In a statement, ERB Board Chairperson James Banda has explained that since the last fuel price review on 30th June 2025, international petrol prices have decreased by 1.49%, falling from $75.71 per barrel to $74.58 per barrel. He said diesel prices increased by 6.55%, rising from $81.37 per barrel to $86.70 per barrel, while kerosene and Jet A1 prices rose by 4.57%, moving from $79.63 per barrel to $83.27.